Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Patty Rising.
And I'm Brett Burkhardt.
Just ahead on KCBS, with the recent mass shootings, California trying again for stricter rules around guns. With more news, here's Brett.
Patty, California is trying again to pass stronger concealed carry permit rules. KCBS's Chris Ancarlo reports the measure returns as the state is recovering from a spree of mass shootings.
In announcing this renewed attempt at regulating who can carry loaded guns in public, two things were constantly mentioned: the shootings in Monterey Park and Half Moon Bay, and the Supreme Court's Bruin decision, which limits how states can set rules about guns.
This is not window dressing. This is to put a strong bill on the governor's desk that's going to withstand the legal challenge that's sure to come.
That was Democratic State Senator Anthony Portantino of La Cañada, Flint Ridge. The measure will set a list of sensitive sites where guns can't be carried: schools, hospitals, government buildings, places of worship, to name a few. It would also require more due diligence from local officials in charge of granting permits. Governor Newsom is promising to sign the legislation.
There's an elephant in the room. We fell short last year. No one's naive about that. There was one disappointing thing about a remarkable legislative year. It was that we fell a little short. That's not going to happen this year.
The bill also sets the age for concealed carry permits at 21 years old, which matches the minimum age to buy a handgun in California. Chris Ancarlo, KCBS.
Santa Clara County has announced that all county-run COVID-19 vaccination and testing sites will be closed by the end of the month. But as KCBS's Megan Goolsby reports, officials stress that people will still be able to get shots and tests.
This is not the end of the pandemic. As a matter of fact, we're still vigorously in it. But because we've had such success with vaccinations, we think we can back off on mass vaccinations at this point.
Santa Clara County Executive Jeff Smith says they will all be closing by the end of the month.
We're able to deliver about 1.9 million doses of vaccine, which is essentially equivalent to the number of individuals we have as population in Santa Clara County. And that's better than any other county did.
The continued fight to protect people from COVID will go on, but more behind the scenes, says County Health Officer Dr. Sarah Cody, and you will still be able to get vaxxed or tested at public health centers and at local pharmacies. One last note.
Yes, you need to wear a mask indoors. I'm not going to require it. It's not required. But if you don't feel like being out sick for a week, if you don't want to get vulnerable people that you're around ill, wear your mask. Still important.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Apple and Google say they disagree with a Commerce Department report accusing them of operating mobile app stores that stifle competition. President Joe Biden is convening his Competition Council for an update on efforts to promote competition and lower prices. The report released today by the Commerce Department says the current app store model is harmful to consumers and developers by inflating prices and reducing innovation. Apple says it respectfully disagrees with the conclusions in the report. Google says its Android software enables more choice and competition than other systems.
Vallejo police are investigating a shooting after a girl was hit by a stray bullet near Vallejo High School. Officers say it happened near the school about 3:30 yesterday afternoon. They believe it happened between two moving vehicles, and a girl walking nearby was shot. Police say she does not appear to have been the intended victim. She suffered a serious injury but is expected to survive. The shooting happened at the time of day when students leave school for the day. Police say they are increasing security around the area. Here's KPIX 5's Paul Hagan.
A couple of rain chances in the forecast, the first of which is going to arrive before the sun comes up Friday morning. That means a wet commute for the end of the work week, but we should dry out by Friday afternoon. The next chance of rain moves in late Saturday afternoon, with the best chance of widespread rain Saturday night into early Sunday morning, but lingering showers still for the second half of the weekend. Be flexible with any outdoor plans if you're heading to the Chinese New Year parade in San Francisco or any of the Lunar New Year festivities. Make sure you bring a rain jacket this weekend. Temperatures will be chilly inland tonight. Then we warm up again, upper 50s and low 60s Thursday afternoon, which is normal for this time of year. Once the rain chances wind down, slightly above normal temperatures in store for us by Monday and Tuesday next week. I'm meteorologist Paul Hagen with your KCBS KPIX 5 First Alert Forecast.
With more on the Newswatch, here's Brett.
Patty, the work continues to repair storm-damaged Capitola. And as KCBS's Jennifer Hodges tells us, there's concern for a local neighborhood with a cliff crumbling.
There's a steep drop from the cliffs off the Depot Hill neighborhood. Gerald has a house there. He says he can still see the water.
It's still flowing, and I'm just intrigued as to where that water is coming from the hill.
A wide walking trail along the bluffs is much thinner now with chain link fencing erected by the city.
We see significant erosion on the Depot Hill bluffs as well as on the bluffs just west of the village on Cliff Drive.
And it's not an easy fix with sloping cliffs. Jamie Goldstein is the city manager for Capitola.
They're essentially vertical. Which limits the opportunities about what you can do to stabilize them.
It is a noticeable difference for residents here.
I used to be able to walk all the way down. Mm-hmm. So I have seen that go in over the years.
Yeah.
So that's disappeared for sure.
The majority of the Capitola Village has reopened except for a few of the restaurants. In Capitola, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Now to the mountains. California's fabled snowpack is back, but now the concern is snow melt. KCBS's Jim Taylor has more.
There is a lot of snow up there.
A snow depth of 85.5 inches. That results in 193% of average to date.
Shonda Guzman, Department of Water Resources, and there's more.
Statewide snowpack based off of our automated snow sensor network is 205% of average.
The snow base at Palisades, 11 feet right now. Kirkwood, 12 feet. Mammoth Mountain, south of Yosemite National Park, the depth is nearly 20 feet. Historical snow depths, but this proviso.
For every day that it doesn't rain or snow, we gradually return to drier conditions.
A nice, slow snow melt could replenish groundwater storage. Too fast, and there will be flooding concerns. And about the drought, Water Resources Chief Carla Nemeth.
Does our big January actually bust the drought in California? It's too soon to tell.
Jim Taylor, KCBS.
A new report finds black taxpayers are three times more likely to be audited by the IRS. Karen Adams explains.
The Stanford researchers say the reasons have nothing to do with racism or one group more likely to evade taxes.
Instead, what we find is that seemingly technocratic policy choices can actually have a big impact on disparity, totally unintentionally.
Study co-author Hadi El Zain says the IRS is blind to the race of a person it audits and makes its selection largely on algorithms, which prioritize which returns to review. That could be simpler returns.
Returns that have business income, self-employment income, they're a lot more complicated to audit. So the IRS does not audit those at as high rates.
El Zain says the IRS should consider looking at different types of returns. The researchers hope their study becomes a roadmap for agencies and businesses to show how algorithms can wind up being discriminatory.
Top European Union officials told Elon Musk that Twitter needs to make progress in preparing for new digital regulations aimed at curbing hate speech, misinformation, and other harmful content. EU Commissioner Thierry Breton and Musk met over a call yesterday to assess Twitter's readiness for the bloc's new rules that are set to take effect later this year. According to a readout of the call, Breton says the next few months will be crucial to transform commitments into reality. The commissioner, who oversees the EU's digital policy, says he needs to see progress towards full compliance with the Digital Services Act. Musk tweeted that it was, quote, a good meeting.
A new study is calling on Governor Newsom to develop new policies around the state's agricultural industry to deal with drought conditions. The report by Food and Water Watch is urging Newsom to ensure Californians are getting clean and affordable water without expanding the agriculture and fossil fuel industries. The group says those changes should include phasing out crops like almonds and alfalfa that require a lot of water, but state officials and farmers say they are already reducing the amount of water that's needed for many crops.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.